USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Floridians in vulnerable areas are boarding up windows and filling sandbags as Hurricane Ian makes its way north. National Hurricane Center Acting Director Jamie Rome says evacuating will help first responders.
I want to stress that if you're ordered to evacuate, that you must comply with those evacuation instructions.
Forecasters saying Ian will pass west of the Florida Keys Tuesday before it heads up the state's west coast on Wednesday into Thursday. Lawmakers are working on a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown. The federal government runs out of money late Friday night. Democrats who run the House and Senate are crafting a short-term spending extension, but they'll need to get Republicans on board. Two Maryland men are under arrest, accused of trafficking fentanyl disguised as candy. They were arrested earlier this month after meeting with undercover agents to sell roughly 15,000 pills that were hidden in Nerds and Skittles packages. The White House is again slamming Russia's threat to use nuclear weapons to help win its war against Ukraine.
They have made these threats before over the course of this conflict, this past 6 months or more. We, of course, take it seriously.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calling the threat reckless and irresponsible. She said a nuclear strike would have disastrous consequences for Russia, Ukraine, and the world. Over 60 different ready-to-eat meat products are being recalled over possible listeria contamination. The U.S. Department of Ag saying the products originated at Beerman Meat and Processing Incorporated between July 7th and September 9th. A full list of the affected products can be found on the Food Safety and Inspection Services website. USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. GreenStockJournal.com.
Fewer than 2% of eligible Americans have elected to receive a new COVID booster shot that was recommended by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on September 1st. While more than 4.4 million Americans have received the COVID booster shot, only 1.5% of people for whom the shot is available have actually gotten it since the CDC started recommending it several weeks ago. General Motors is making office employees who have been working remotely since the start of the pandemic return to the office at least 3 days a week. The move will take effect before the end of the year. The automaker saying in an email to employees the COVID-19 situation has dramatically improved. A draft order put in place by Russia's president is causing people to take action.
Multiple military recruitment offices in Russia have been attacked since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a partial mobilization of an estimated 300,000 Russian citizens for their war. Local officials said a 25-year-old gunman opened fire at a military draft office in Siberia on Monday, critically wounding the office's commander. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris is in Japan on Monday. She's leading a delegation to the state funeral of former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He died in July after being assassinated at a campaign rally. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.